Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. I'd like to thank the sponsor for our program, and that is GrowMark, locally owned, globally strong. Last program, we talked a lot about agricultural gadgets, those things that us ag nerds love to get our hands on, and we're going to kind of continue in that vein here this week, maybe talking a little bit more about the application side of what you can do with some of those gadgets. And I have with me Aaron Hutchinson. And Aaron, you work for Cogent 3D, and we have enjoyed our relationship with you and your iCropTrack product as the sponsor for our own app that can be used in the Android and iOS platform. So let's just start out with you telling me a little bit about your company and iCropTrack, because there are people who maybe just don't know.
Well, thank you. And so iCropTrack is based in sunny Tucson. And we were founded in actually 2009. We started introducing soil sampling tools on the iOS platforms, the iPhone. And the same year that the iPad came out in 2010, we actually started delivering farm management platforms that were trying to take advantage of these new devices that were showing up. What most of our customers don't know, they do know it's a lot for our field data collection platforms, our sampling and scouting tools that we've done since 2010, is that, you know, iCropTrack also has a big brother, which we call iCropTrack Complete, which is a well-known product in the produce and other farming markets. It's a full farm management tool. It's being used by several multi-billion dollar operations to grow tomatoes, and grapes, and all kinds of other produce and things that haven't quite come to the precision age, but they're definitely coming pretty quick.
Well, you mentioned the building for the iOS platform, which I think, along with some other developers I know, has made a lot of sense, but are you also looking at some other applications? Like, I know that, I guess, with Microsoft and some of their software at this point?
We're definitely going back to old school here in 2015. We're going to have a desktop product that's going to be running on a multi-window Windows platform. That's not going to be web-based, so we're actually kind of breaking the trends with a lot of other people in the space. What we're actually going for is multi-windows, the ability to move things around really easily between a series of windows instead of very serial, kind of like a website. What will come out of that will definitely be a Windows version of our platform. In other places outside the United States, Android started off being the leader, and with the price of a Windows tablet with Windows 8.1 on it being $99, which means it comes in even under an Android platform, there's a lot of change coming to the marketplace.
Yeah, yeah. We talked about this last week with, I think, my the new Surface Pro 3, which Willie Vogt uses. I have used one. I think that they finally figured out how to do that with that device. Compared to the ones before it, you know. But looking at iCropTrack and how you now have different, I don't want to say versions, but like you said, you've got Soil Scout and a more complete management solution. Talk about how you've come from the beginning to where you are today. What was it like there at the start versus where you're at now?
Well, you know, what a lot of people don't know about the company is this is our second company. We were a military 3D GIS company. So we were making mobile platforms and for the military before we sold that company in 2005. And so what we saw was, you know, that same sort of mobility and interconnectivity that the military guys were using was definitely needed in the farming space. So when we did shoot out and start building our first device on an iPhone when everybody else was kind of Windows CE, we definitely got some strange looks. And, you know, like any other product in the space, you know, it migrated very quickly. You know, we started off with soil sampling. All of a sudden it became, you know, tissue sampling, and then it was scouting. And, you know, it's that kind of growth that the platforms, because they're getting faster each iteration, getting a little more memory each iteration, it allowed us to do. And I got to say that, you know, some of our customers have been very visionary. They pushed us very early in 2010 to start working on time tracking and work orders and efficiency management and things at that level. And so some of the things that we've been able to do that I think are definitely pushing the envelope for the hardware and I think is, you know, possibly changing the way we think about our software as well. Today, the ag software is mostly web-based. For us, we're actually dedicated to the iOS platform itself. So we're doing the computations of, you know, a multi-layer zone calculator on the iPad, even when it's disconnected. And we've also tried to bring some of the, you know, the goodness of Windows and the goodness of other platforms to the iOS platform. And we were one of the first applications to be able to do drag and drop on an iPad. And that brought about some ease of use that people were used to, right? They were used to their Windows desktops.
Yeah, that definitely is the kind of thing that we're seeing as these technologies continue to grow and change. You know, it's about that user experience. And frankly, I think that early on, iOS held the lead in that, at least, you know. But things are changing, and we'll talk about that in a minute. How would you describe the kind of reception you've had from farms, agronomists, whoever, in terms of this software application that you have, and their adoption of it to start using it in their businesses?
Well, I'd say the agronomists have been really the force forward. They've been the early adopters of, I think, all of us who have been pushing the market with these mobile platforms. You know, large farmers who are looking for that 1% increase in productivity that they get through, you know, not having to pick up the phone and talk to somebody. Those were early adopters, or mid adopters, if you want to think of them that way. With the age, you know, the average age of the farmer being 60s and the 70s, you know, the 2009, 2010 were definitely hard years for selling to the farmer direct. But we see, you know, the trend of them, these farmers are now working with their grandsons and bringing in the young guys. And so what we're starting to see is a large adoption. The other thing is the universities have done a good job of doing research of saying, you know, how the efficiency of farming is increased through some of these digital technologies and variable rate. You know, you can't keep, even on a piece of paper or in your head, you're not going to be able to keep a variable rate irrigation or variable rate planting or variable rate anything. So the new planters and everything have kind of brought about a change in the marketplace as well. And probably the biggest change is, in 2012 and early 2013, you know, the fertilizer guys, the hardware guys, all started giving away iPads to their good customers. And that made the leap into trying out all these software, now that they have the hardware for free, has made an adoption rate increase as well.
Yeah, nothing like a free iPad in my world. So when you look at the growth in these applications, because I remember just a couple years ago when, agricultural app, I mean, is there such a thing? Now, I don't even know what the numbers are, but it's growing into a very big number in numbers of options and what these kind of apps can do. Is there anything that stands out when you look at what you've seen? I mean, you guys have a standout app application, obviously, but anything that you see as really standout, or that maybe something that really is still very much needed in the market still?
Well, you know, probably, you know, you guys probably talk about a lot of Internet of Things in your discussion about hardware and such. You know, the market is definitely changing. People want the data to be automatic. So you're starting to see a lot of tools, you know, like we integrated with Accent's AgWeb, and we've integrated with My John Deere and a lot of other people. I think you're going to see a lot more of that here in the immediate future and going out over the horizon. There are a lot of really cool new technologies that are trying to make that easier. You know, we're seeing things like 640 Labs' device that they plug into the tractor. But, you know, there's also new cameras and for measuring, you know, measuring types of crops that don't necessarily fit in a row crop box. And we're seeing a lot more of a change of a business model as well. You know, traditionally, the ag software has been something you buy kind of like the tractor. And we're seeing a lot of freemium right now, you know, freemiums, and where you get something for free and, you know, and the vendor hopes that you'll buy something from them tomorrow for it as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like any other technology sector, we're, you know, we're seeing a lot of venture capital fund come in. So we're going to see a lot of creativity, you know, over the next coming years, you know, just trying to find the right fit for the customer. I think we're going to see a lot more, you know, one-stop shop types of solutions. And you can see that in a couple of competitors in the market where they're the accounting package, they're the farm management package, they're the prescription package. And the question will it be a coalition of companies who come out with the right solution, or will it be, you know, one company with, you know, an end-to-end solution?
Well, I know through... Yeah, the people that I've talked to here over the last couple of years that, like you said, where your background comes from and what you were doing, there are a number of companies who either are really starting some, even now just starting some agricultural applications, but that's not where the business their company has been in. They're just finding that they've had applications that can lend themselves to an industry like ag and are seeing that as a new market to get into now. And, you know, in that case, then you don't have, you know, like say a John Deere or an AgCo or somebody who's, you know, been in the business forever and just now is seeing how they need to integrate this into even the products that they're developing today. So look ahead now a little bit here in 2015, What do you think? I mean, will that kind of thing like you're talking about with the venture capital coming in, helping make some companies have the ability to do some creative work, do you see this continuing?
Well, you know, when it's $7 corn, it's definitely a little easier to kind of see where your capital can grow. But once you're funded, you're kind of funded and off you go. So we're going to definitely see some creative ideas from people, you know, due to the VC funding. I think you're going to see the gray hairs in the market also pick up a pace as well. There's a lot of good ideas out there that need to be explored, and you know, and people are twisting the same idea several different ways, and until one of us gets it right, exactly right, you know, there's still opportunities for people. I think 2015 is going to definitely be the year of the UAV, you know, the drone that we think about. You know, we came to this space thinking that it was going to be here not too far after we got here. We definitely have a big background in, you know, the military is a high user of drone technologies for imaging and processing. I think you're going to see a lot of that in 2015. I don't think you're going to see a lot of new maybe software players in 2015. I think you're going to see a lot more hardware players. And they're all going to be in that Internet of Things. You know, you can see the fringes of those guys coming. If you're really into home gardening and such, there are all kinds of really low-cost moisture sensors, nitrogen sensors, and things you can put in your 4x4 out in the backyard. And I think those things are going to grow up just because of the investors to try to, you know, address the small, the medium-sized farmers. It's kind of hard to put some of those technologies on 400-acre or 4,000-acre fields. But I think we're going to see a lot more of things talking to things, and the software is going to have to evolve for that. So, you know, the question will be, how do you spend your dollar? You know, mm-hmm. Do you buy a lot of this new technology? Do you just make sure that you get your paper processes into a digital process so you can start kind of seeing where your money's going? And, you know, we think that for us and a lot of our customers, most are just kind of getting started. Doesn't really matter how big you are. You could be 250 acres. You could be a multi-billion dollar, you know, produce grower. A lot of these people still do everything they do during their day on paper. And they go to the end of the week and type it in a machine so it gets into the big computer in the sky. So there's definitely a lot of potential for growth in the market space. And I think as we automate things that people are doing today, like adding weather and things like that, we're going to see the big data that everybody keeps looming about really start to evolve here.
So that you can
it's
make
be an interesting 2015.
Yeah. Hopefully more smart decisions being made because of having that information in a form that helps them make those decisions. So anything else, you know, before we close out here, I'd like to say regarding the state of the ag app sector and iCropTrack as we, you know, close out 14 and look ahead to 2015.
Well, you know, like all your iTunes apps, there's going to be a lot of them to choose from. A couple will live. So you need to be, you know, you need to make sure you look at your choices and, you know, think about them and how important they are and where your data goes. You know, you can use any app you want as long as you keep the data so that you can put it in the next one. For the iCrop guys, you know, we're definitely excited about the new command and control PC version of the application that's coming, the multi-screens, the ability for people to have who run large enough operations to really quickly, you know, create work orders and monitor their staff and do their fleet management. And, you know, we're hoping that, you know, in 2015 we see as much development and growth in the company. We added about 25% more people this year, and we'd like to do that again in 2015. And, you know, we'd like to see the sector actually grow because that's good for everybody, not just the hardware guys, but all of us software guys as well.
Yeah. It's even good for ag media, by the way. I'll throw that in there. And mentioning that as we close here, I do want to thank iCropTrack and you, Aaron, for your support. That is certainly what helps allow us to do what we do. And one of those things is the AgWired app that you guys have been a sponsor of. So we really appreciate that and hope to stay in touch as we see the growth in this sector that I think we all know is coming. We just don't always know exactly what it's going to look like at the other end until we get there, you know? So. All right. Well, thank you again, Aaron. That is the Zimcast
for this
week. And we will be taking a little bit of time off here at Zimcom World Headquarters, but keep looking at AgWire. There will be fresh content that you will find there. We've got some ideas of some good stuff that you'll see over the next couple weeks, and that's AgWire.com. So I hope you've enjoyed it, and thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.